And now it's time for Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun one for you today? It's just Corey and I. We're going to be having a great time talking fishing. Pete always calls it the Calicos and Tuna Show, but this show is about you. It's about fun. It's about fishing. It's about BSing with a couple of buds and talking fishing and having a great time and telling story. We're going to have some great reports, some great information, and a lot of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun one. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone. Whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, this is always a fun one. We can just talk about what we want. And it really goes in the direction of the callers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just having fun.
One of my most favorite times is exactly that. And hopefully that's what a lot of us enjoy about Let's Talk Hookup is if we're not able to go fishing, it's the next best thing. It's just hanging out and BSing about it. And that's definitely what today's show is all about. And man, I mean, they're a lot easier to do in times like this with such good fishing to be had. And this week was really nice to get to see the influx of great fishing up and down the beach. You know, a couple weeks back, it was no secret that tuna fishing took a dive, which it does, and it has in years past.
Every year. Every year there's cycles up
totally.
And down. You know, within even a given month, you know, there's an up and a down, an ebb and flow. And
we already had a great season's worth of fishing before the slowdown happened. You know, I mean, and back in the day, you'd say an average tuna fishing season started in June, and you'd get June, July, August, September, you know, and a little bit of October maybe. And man, we started in March. You know, we had March and April and May and June. Like,
pretty crazy.
It was you know, this has been nothing short of a fantastic season. But again, those couple of weeks were tough. There was some slow fishing, and it's been really nice to see the fishing both rebound in terms of tuna fishing, but also now have the variety component that we've really starting to watch get established.
You know what's been exciting for me, Rick, is this is semi the inshore thing, but obviously everybody knows, right? I love the inshore.
That's your home.
But seeing the San Diego down at the islands with good barracuda. Dude, it's reminiscent of 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like the good barracuda count, 60, 80 barracuda with 25 to 55 yellows and mixed with a 50, 60 calico. And just to see that kind of life, I say it every time. You know the ocean's healthy.
Every day I get home from work and I whip out the social media and see what boat caught what and all that kind of stuff. And I've been jealous every day reading the reports from Captain Brawler to Captain Ryan Boston and the Liberty and whoever's down at the islands. And, you know, they just say exactly that. You know, we had 100 barracuda and we had 25 yellowtail and 50 calico bass and, you know, all while sitting on the anchor in beautiful weather. It's like, man,
I
want to go do that so bad. Awesome.
Did you see yesterday? They had an awesome yellowtail count. Mixed with, several dozen bonito.
Right.
And a couple of yellowfin.
Oh, awesome. No kidding. Cool. Well, it'll be fun. Tomorrow we're going to have Captain Matt Brawla, half of the Captain's Concept team and also half of the San Diego team. So it'll be fun to get to talk to Brawla about some of that great fishing that those guys have been having. And what a great thing those guys did, both good for them and then good for all of us as anglers, that Captain Concept deal. Let's call it what it is. Two of the, for sure, highliner captains, you know, kind of two of the top guys in their field, both full day and offshore fishing with Captain Matt Brawler from the San Diego and Captain Gavin from the Pacific Queen doing their infos, site through Patreon. And a lot of really good has come from that. It's been really cool.
And it's more targeted toward the guy going out on that day and a half or going out on the San Diego style full day and how to handle your gear on the boat and how to pick a bait, everything from how to hook and cast or how to approach, how to throw the surface iron. And
it's been cool because they update a couple of times a week. So, I mean, it really changes with what's going on. So, we were talking about the transition. Now, if you're going offshore, you've got the good tuna fishing to be had, but also the really good kelpin, yellowtail, dorado, yellowfin tuna. So being prepared for both of those, what those guys are seeing, what they're catching, and, kind of watching how the bite develops and how you need to, maybe tweak some things around so that you can take full advantage when it's your time to go.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know what was really neat, Rick? Driving in this morning, coming down the 8, seeing several skiffs. I mean, you see the type, you could say, okay, they're probably going fishing the kelp or, maybe.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, this guy, he's got his bass boat. Maybe he's going to go fish the bay. But I saw a skiff with all big gear, obviously, targeting the looks like the big bluefin, right?
Yeah.
Is some of that stuff pretty close?
There's yes is the answer.
I mean 8:30 in the morning, right?
Right.
Just gotta keep launching. So.
There has been which that's been the other thing that's been crazy about this year is even when the kind of little bit of slowdown happened for our fleet, some of the private boat bluefin fishing has remained. I mean, some of the best it has been, for our fleet to have good success, the fish need to be set up in a way where lots of people can target them with baits, with, vertical jigs, night jigs, things like that. They need to be set up in a way to do it. During that difficult time, the fish just weren't. But what they were doing was very accessible to some of the go-fast skiffs, fish up and foaming, quick spots that are up and down, guys trolling all the different high-speed trolling lures as Mad Max. And once those Mad Max became, they vanished from the earth, all of the other, all the other high-speed plug-style lures that we realized worked just as good, the Marauders and Halco Maxes and things like that. But guys are trolling those at like 12 knots and 13 knots.
Unbelievable.
And having, I mean, really good big bluefin fishing close to home. 182 has had really good fish. Uh-huh. The 43s had good fish. I mean, that's, we're talking 100 pounders is less than, you know, less than 40 miles from the harbor.
Yeah, crazy.
So
crazy.
Cool.
So to see those guys launching, I mean, putting in at 8:30 in the morning.
Sure.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, you splash a little fuel, maybe get a little bait. You're there by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're in the fishing grounds early.
So, with as good as that offshore has been, how's the inshore? How's the surf? I know that we were BSing. You said you've been getting a lot of surf fishing in.
Well, you know, I would say 2/3 in the last 6 weeks been surf fishing. And, you know, if I go twice in the surf, I've been out on the boat once.
Okay.
You know, like that kind of thing.
Mix it up.
You know, well, it has been so busy, Rick, as you know, right? As anybody knows, like it's kind of, how do you relate it? Relate it to like a surfer, right? If you're a surfboard shaper and the surf's up,
right?
Like, what do you?
That's when everybody wants a new board,
right? So, yeah, I mean, do you take advantage of business or do you like take advantage of the surf that at some point is always going to be there, right? So that's kind of. The fish for me are always there, you know, whether I'm fishing them in March, April, May, or whether it's a July, August, September, you know what I mean? I can go have fun when I want, but the surf allows me to go have a 2-hour session.
Totally.
Without having to deal with a boat for 2 hours,
uh-huh.
Right? So it's just a fun pick up my rod and hit the beach.
That's a great way to look at it. If you've got 2 hours to go surf fishing, you're outside walking back and forth to the parking lot, you know, you've got an hour and 50 minutes worth of fishing time. But
yeah.
If you take the skiff out, it's fuel, it's launch, it's bait, it's this, it's that, you know, like you're right. You wrap up half your time into the process of it.
And you're having fun.
Absolutely.
Right? It's a good time. And I have a funny story for you. I have to tell you, our good old friend Jack Soule.
Sure.
Right.
My favorite.
Okay. So we talk every week, if not once, twice. You know, he'll call me, I'll call him. And he gave me a call this last week. You know, hey, guy, how's it going? I'm like, hey, Jack, it's going good. Good to hear from you. And he's been doing any fishing? I said, yeah, I had to skiff out. And then I went surf fishing a couple times. And surf fishing, man, you hit it like an all-time low. It's kind of funny because that's the way most people look at it. You know, and it really isn't. It is so much fun. Hearing Bill Varney on the show last week.
That was cool, wasn't it?
It really cool. So if you missed last week's show, you can go on the app and listen to it. That's the cool part. I'll tell you what I didn't hear very much of, and I kind of like it because it's kind of in the back seat, is about the grunting runs.
Okay.
About the grunting runs and approaching the surf around that to fish the halibut, the bass, the white sea bass. In the last 2 months, I've had everything from short fin corvina to white sea bass within an inch of legal, no legals yet. The only thing I haven't had is a stripe of bass, you know?
The Holy Grail one.
Yeah. Well, I have had that.
I know you've caught them. Giant one, right?
Well, not giant, but 18 pounds. I mean, that's a good
giant.
One. That's a good one, right? But not as big as some people have had, you know? And I've had a number of legal halibut. It's probably a legal halibut for every other time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That good.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so cool.
That and I've had a few calicos, a few sand bass. It's just all mixed in. I've actually had 3 to 4 pound corbina. B as in boy. Corbina.
Yeah, not vina.
Literally at my rod tip trying to eat my lure.
That's cool.
And they can't open their mouth enough, but they're...
They're trying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fishing the same way every time? Like, do you always drop shot it? Do you always lead head and swim bait it? Do you always slug it with a lead head? Like, are you always doing the same thing, or do you vary that based on how you're feeling or how conditions are or how the grunting run is? Like, always the same rod and reel? Like, what's kind of the approach like?
I'll tell you what I've been using. It's very simple. It's the same thing I use at El Salto.
Okay.
It's the same thing I use for the calicos and the kelp. It's a 5-inch weedless.
Really?
The 5-inch swimmer. It's been amazing. Like a lot of bites.
No kidding.
I'll take the lot of bites back. I'll take that part back. It's not a lot. It's if I go out for 2 hours and I have 3 to 4 bites,
mm-hmm.
I probably have a legal halibut.
Okay.
That last time out, I had the funniest story ever. I had a legal halibut, probably 23-inch.
Brad.
I had him up. Out of the water.
You got him. He's dry.
Oh, I had him. Out of the water, dry. kick him off the hook,
okay,
which usually doesn't happen. Usually they have it, you know, in the gullet pretty good. Not in the gullet, but the hook good. Came off the hook, 2 inches of water came up.
Oh, no.
That thing was like a Ferrari. So fast.
He knew his way to go, and he was gone.
He was so gone, but I had redemption.
Okay.
Within 25 minutes, I had a 9-pounder.
No way. In the surf.
Yeah, in the surf.
Ah, it's so cool to me.
Yeah, I love it.
How deep of water are you in, and like how deep are you casting, like parallels? Are you casting straight into the breakers? Like, how does the approach work?
It's the same thing that Bill Varney talked about, fishing surf perch and yellowfin croaker and corbina. From anywhere from like out of the water, standing out of the water, to standing in ankle deep where the waves lapping up to my ankles. And standing to my knee.
Sick.
But most of it happens so shallow, you wouldn't believe it. It happens very shallow. So it's the same thing, but
that's
my
cool.
offering is large enough
right.
that I'm not hooking surf perch
mm-hmm.
and I'm not hooking the elephant croaker.
You're only targeting a big bite.
That's it.
That's cool.
Well, and a big bite being, you know, a 4 to 5 pound fish.
Sure.
Yeah, it's big for the surf, I guess.
I dig it.
Yeah,
I dig it. That's
cool,
really
man.
Cool.
So, if I've only got a couple hours, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure a lot of guys do that. But the grunion run, that's
what it's about.
That for my mindset. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And will you plan your days based on grunion run? You look at a grunion type calendar.
But I just go when I can go.
Yeah.
The other thing I've been doing that's really cool, Rick, is I took a handful of the 7-inch slugs.
Mm-hmm.
I just brought them in my pocket. I'm like, yeah, you know, what the heck. I rigged that on the same hook. I've never done this, and I don't know why. I have yet to fish the calicos and the kelp with it. It's going to absolutely kill them. I can already tell you. That 7-inch slug,
okay.
cigar-shaped slug, on the 7-0 Gamakatsu weighted hook that I'm fishing the 5-inch weedless on is so bad bleep.
Really?
I'm telling you, that thing is a weedless jerkbait.
Okay.
And so with a weighted swimbait hook, it doesn't get a total, like, nose-down dive.
Because normally when you're fishing that, you like a large offset hook, non-weighted.
Non-weighted.
Right?
Non-weighted, yeah. Right? So you can work it like a soft jerkbait, you know, and get it going, like walking a dog-style Zara spook. But with a weighted hook, you now have a total... Like a hard jerk bait,
okay.
kind of style, you know, like a
jerk. As soon as you twitch the rod tip, it responds very quick. It's back and forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But with a weighted swimbait hook, now it's not going on a nosedive.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a glide.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Like you see it in the water and already know what it's going to you know translate to.
It's incredible.
That's cool.
Flat out that thing. So like if I cover a stretch of beach, I've gone a half mile and I see, typically, and I'll tell you this, it changes every single time. The beach, I don't care if it's 1 foot of surf or there's 3 foot of surf, it changes every single time. Like the little edge that I've been fishing. It isn't there next time.
Okay.
Or it's
cool.
not as pronounced, or it's not as defined. And it could be the next day, and it's completely changed. So I'll always find like a 100-foot section that looks the best to me. And when I've covered it with the weedless, and I've done that already, I come right back with a 7-inch slug and get a bite that way.
That is...
It's pretty cool.
I think that a guy like me just needs to get over... That's not too big of a, you know, I mean, a halibut eats a 2-pound mackerel without even a legal one, just a legal one. A 22-inch fish will eat a mackerel that's a foot long without even thinking twice.
Stop right there. I know the surf perch are in there, and I know the elephant croaker, and there's a sheeting of thumb-sized sand crabs everywhere.
Yeah.
And so you have your mindset on that, right? As most people do.
Sure.
Dude, the grunion. Are you kidding me? They're all 6 to 7 inch.
Yeah.
The slug and the weedless.
That's
like
what it is.
It's a perfect match. They're in there looking for that.
That gets me fired
right?
up, dude. That gets me
I know
so fired
it.
Up.
It does me, too. I mean, it's to me, it's like going and catching a 200-pound bluefin. And
yeah.
I'll let you catch a 200-pound bluefin and share the loin with
you. Yeah, you got that fine. High in the shoulder. It's coming to you. Maybe a little belly piece, too, to go on the Traeger.
It's all good.
As you can hear, man, it's just going to be a very fun show. And, again, there is no agenda. Totally looking looking forward to your phone calls.
It's all about the callers.
You got questions. You got stories. You got trips coming up. Whatever it is, man, bring it on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can text us via the app, only through the app. You want to make sure you leave your name, telephone number, your contact info, because we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and it's going to go between the callers and the texters. And to give us a shout on the call here, it's 213-432-1090, and we're giving away a pretty cool prize. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. I mean, what is that, a $240 value? So it's pretty darn cool,
no,
right?
Yeah, I mean, and you talked about the fishing those guys have been having. What a great time. Whether you jump on now and get on that great island fishing, whether you go in the fall with the great tuna fishing, I mean, getting to go on, you know, one of the best boats in San Diego, what a cool prize.
Yeah, super cool, right? I mean, you can leave super early in the morning, come back late in the evening, sleep in your own bed, and be on the tuna grounds all day.
Yeah.
So, hey, give us a shout. Again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090. We do have one line open. And text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just a fun day, Rick. And I mean, no better time to do this, really. I mean,
man,
it's just good fishing and nice weather. And how about this weather? It's still marine layer, man.
It was odd. You know, we Corey and I both live in East County, San Diego, 20-25 minutes from the beach, and you know, it's going to be 90 degrees out there later today, and yet it's kind of overcasty. You said it best, like it's kind of very tropical feeling.
It is kind of nice,
and no. no surprise that there's yellowfin and Dorado already in the counts now, and all this good fishing. We haven't even scratched the surface about calico bass fishing. We haven't covered sea droats, which we'll be hearing from Jeff later in the show. Absolutely going off again right now. Just lots of great stuff to talk about, lots of good info, and there's a lot of callers. As Corey mentioned, if you want to get through and join us this morning, 213-432-1090. There's one single phone line that's still open right now. If you want it, time to get through.
It's all yours, and you're going to have your chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Between you and a texter, we'll flip the coin, and it's all good time.
I like it. Well, why don't we jump into the phone, Corey, and get us started.
How about Kyle? Kyle calling from San Marcos. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
What's up, Kyle?
Good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, this question might be for Rick, but I got an assortment of 7 or 8 cedar plugs, and the reason I have that many is because a couple of them spin out, and they'll spin the end of the line.
Uh-huh.
My question is there something I can do to re-rig them so that they don't spin, or are those just screwed up cedar plugs that just need to go in the trash, and I should just save myself the headache of trying to unscrew my line later?
There, I guess potentially is would be the way to say it. And cedar plug is a pretty easy thing to re-rig, especially if you got a handful and, you know, you're looking for a Saturday project, cruise down to the tackle store. The hook that fits in them is there's probably several people that make it, but the Mustad hook that's got the needle eye, I think it's a 3412 is the model number, and like an 8.0 to 10.0 depending on the size of the cedar plug. But, you know, any of that needle eye style hook. It's good every once in a while to replace that if it's been a few years, there's a little bit of rust on it. So it could be that your hook is kind of bent, and so the keel is, you know, you catch a couple Dorado, you don't realize it, you grab a hold of that thing with your duckbills, your needle nose, and you're turning the hook upside down and sideways to shake the fish off, and maybe you bent that rudder. So maybe that's what's causing it to spin. The cedar plugs do have a keel, and that was something that I know somebody talked about, I think Mark Wish back in the day, about how you keel a cedar plug. I mean, I think 90% of the time you jam a hook into that thing, put it behind the boat, it's gonna track and find its own. It's kind of like Corey's plug, you know, that shape just finds its own path in the water. And although it looks like nothing out of the water, you put that thing in the water and put some motion behind it, it looks great. But to keel it, you basically put the cedar plug on the line and keep the line taut between your two hands and kind of spin it with your thumb, and it's gonna always stop in the same direction. It's always going to, you know, it'll be belly heavier or one side. So, you know, you can find that, mark it with a little pen, and then attach your hooks either straight up or straight down to that keel. And, you know, that potentially would fix the spin also. So I would try those two things, shove a new hook into it, maybe try and keel it, put it behind the boat. If it still spins, then it's time to just throw it up on the wall and call it a trophy.
And maybe it swims better at a slower speed, too.
That's a good point, too.
So
yeah,
you could actually, you know, utilize it at a slower speed instead of a higher speed, too, you know?
Yeah, and but yeah, I mean, a fun project and worthy probably of taking a handful of them. You know, it's not going to maybe take you a couple of cold ones while you're watching the game, and you can redo all the leaders and redo all the hooks, and even if you got a couple of bad ones, it'll at least keep your good ones that much better. So
yeah, good one.
Kyle, appreciate the phone call very much. Hope that helps. We had a couple of great texts come through. First one I thought was, hi guys, I've seen a lot of bonito in the counts from offshore recently. Do you know if they're all being thrown back? If they're being kept, are they being prepared? I've always known bonito to be somewhat of a trash fish, fun to catch, but not very tasty. What are your thoughts on that? That's from Larry in Carlsbad.
Well, Larry, I can tell you one thing, and I know several Japanese people that love sashimi. And who would you trust any more than the Japanese, right? Next to bluefin tuna, the next best sashimi they love is bonito. And it has to be from like a 4 to 5 pounder or better, because then they start to have a fat content. They're very highly prized fish that in our youth, we're talking 30 years ago, weren't taken care of right.
Right.
And in today's era, whether you're on a half-day boat, whether you're on a full-day trip on the San Diego or the Liberty or any of our boats here, okay, the Point Loma, they're all treating the fish properly. If those fish are bled and are kept in any type of an RSW, and you take them home, they're absolutely delicious. They're one of the best fish. Let's say you don't eat it sashimi.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the kind of fish that you're going to maybe steam or bake or barbecue or smoke on your Traeger, it's awesome.
Really?
In every one of those ways.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you mix it into a tuna fish style salad material, whether it's for a sandwich or a salad, you're going to love it. You will not realize that you're eating bonito.
Cook that thing on the Traeger, then flake it up and do your your tuna salad mixture, whatever you like.
Rick, you're a hometown hero.
I dig.
Yeah.
I know that the thing is, you know, years ago, just like you said, you know, you go on a three-quarter day trip and you hook that fish first thing in the morning and it sits in the gunny sack and it stays there all day. And, you know, we do the best that we could, but sprinkle some cool water on it. But if it bakes in the sun all day, it's just not... That fish is just, I hate to say it, it's mush. It's not worthy probably by the end of the day.
We have come, as a sport fishing fleet, we have come leaps and bounds from what it was 20 years ago. Honestly, thanks to Tim Ekstrom and the boys on the Royal Star, I think it all started right there. When you talk about the greatest innovations in sport fishing, you talk about Spectra, you talk about sonar fishing, your gyros.
Right.
In my mind, it's the respect to the fish, it's a respect to the ocean, and the way we handle the fish. And honestly, it all started with Randy Toussaint, Tim Ekstrom, and the Seraspis, who all worked together to make one of the finest products.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's seriously.
So you got a well taken care of on your boat bonito. You caught it, you bled it, you iced it, maybe even Ikejime, you know, ran the wire. You've got a perfect piece of fish. When you come home, are you sashimi poke guy? Are you putting heat to it and turning it into a bit? Like, what is just a personal question? Like, what's your favorite? Like, what are you doing with that thing?
You want to make sure with bonito as like a yellowfin tuna kind of that you cut out that dark meat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as any tuna, really, but you definitely want to make sure you cut out the dark meat.
That's stripped down the center.
It's the bloodline that carries bacteria. And that's true. That's in any fish.
Mm-hmm.
Get that dark meat out of there. The first 48 hours, man, it's sashimi. Are you kidding me? it is really good.
That's cool.
And that's coming. The grade that we're seeing or that I've heard about in the last few weeks has all been
big ones.
Like big ones.
Yeah, nice ones.
Like perfect. Are you kidding me? I don't know about the San Diego yesterday. I'm sure that they're the same class. You know, that 8 to 9 pound, 6 to 9 pound, I think is what I've been hearing, you know, and that's a beautiful grade. Barracuda is another one that in our era back, you know, 25, 35 years ago was, I hate to say it, kind of a junk fish, right? I mean, it just wasn't a desirable. Dude, they are very good eating. Extremely good.
Yeah, we grew up, exactly. You and I joked about it before. Like, we grew up eating that all the time. Like, I never, you know, when I was a kid, I was never told that was a trash fish and something you didn't eat. So I didn't know. Like, we eat barracuda all the time when I was growing up, you know. You know, it's not a trash fish. It was fish. It's what we had for dinner, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I loved it. Like, I grew up eating that. And I mean, I hate to say it, even I now, like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I ate that all the time.
It's
like,
very good eating.
It was fun fish to catch. It was right out in front. We had a small boat, and we'd go out and we'd catch barracuda. We'd come back, we'd cut them up, and that was it.
It's an awesome white meat fish, honestly.
And like a lot of fish that have it's a great one to add smoke to, kind of high in the oil content, like the good oil, like the oils that you want, and like, and it doesn't dry out. It's really good. It's a great one for the Traeger.
Yeah, I know. Good times for sure.
That's cool. Oh, you got me fired up, Larry.
Right.
All right. Well, Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
How about John? John from Escondido. Good morning.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. It's always always fun when the two of you guys get together. My story was, I went on a 22 day on the Royal Polaris earlier in the year. Frank came into the galley. He's like, you guys don't seem like you're having any fun. You know, the next thing we know, we're out there on the bow and we're throwing poppers and catching 75 pound, yellowfin. And then, you know, we really didn't want to put 75 pounders in the bag. So we took the hooks off the poppers and just started throwing poppers and watching them explode on them and hold on to it for a couple of minutes. They let it go, reel it in, throw it back out. And that was a fun day. But my question for you, Corey, is, so the surf fishing, not an inexpensive, but a down the middle type of rod and reel, the size rod you fish with. And are you fishing for them at night with the grunion run, or you're just fishing during the day because the grunion run and they're out there just hanging out in the waiting to come in?
No, those are really good questions, John. I sleep in my bed at night. I'm not out there fishing tonight. It could be the middle of the day, early and late. I've been out there early once or twice.
Okay.
Versus maybe six times in the middle of the day, and maybe a couple times in the evening. But most of it, like, I try to beat traffic more than I do, you know, and I just go when I can go. Yeah. Most guys, I'll tell you this, and it's kind of mind-boggling. Like, me telling you this might confuse you a little bit. Most guys want to target their grunion run fishing around the grunion run, which makes sense, right?
Sure.
One, two, three. It just lines up perfectly. I like to go opposite grunion runs. But it's not going to keep me from going. I'll tell you that, John. I'm going to go when I can go. But I feel better when I'm opposite a grunion run. I'll tell you why. They're still grunion around. Mm-hmm. They're just more difficult to catch. They're there, but they're not there in huge numbers.
Right.
So the bites, I feel, come more aggressively, I think. You know, it's just my mindset. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's what I do, and I'm just sharing with you. So if I go down, the grunting run was last night, and it's again tonight, I feel that there are so many chovies in the water, so many grunion in this case, that why are they going to eat my lure?
Yeah.
And that, I mean,
tens of thousands of options to the left and to the right.
So, I mean, that's just my mindset. Right or wrong, it's just what I do, you know?
I like that when it's all said and done, you just go whenever you can.
That's it. Period. End of the story.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I just...
Four baits in the morning. Okay, I need to take a break. I'm going to grab the surf rod, head down to the beach, fish for a couple hours, come back.
There's no specific tide. I don't go down when it's only high tide. I don't go down when it's low tide. I just go. And did I answer everything from John? I don't know. Did I miss anything? I think that was it.
I think so.
Yeah. And... next question might be where, you know, and there's six different beaches I fish.
That's cool.
They're from Torrey Pines, let's just say Carlsbad, like that zone. I love that zone.
Do all the beaches have the potential of holding that fish, or are there certain, I don't know, structure, I guess you'd say, like, is more cobbly stone, you know, reef, harder bottom beaches better than, you know, the sand that gets dredged up? Like, is there a type of condition that you look for that's better, or will every beach have the potential of having that halibut waiting to eat a grunion?
I think any beach in any zone that we have has the potential, but it could be the river mouth. It could be up against the reef. It could be like the cobblestone you're talking about. It can be very good. But it's not going to be good if it's an extreme low tide and the sand's out of the water.
Sure.
If you understand.
Totally.
Like, every beach has its attribute. You just have to be able to dissect it. And by dissecting it, that's, for me, covering ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feet on the sand, walking down the beach, and, oh, my gosh, here's a nice trough.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The complete sandy beaches are not going to be, in my mind, the zone.
Yeah.
I look at that as like a desert. Like, where's the oasis? The oasis is that trough, or it's the edge of the reef, or the edge of that cobblestone, like you mentioned, Rick.
And are you always walking and casting, or are you just walking until you find the trough, and then you stop and you really pound it out?
That's, you just hit it right there. Mm-hmm. Like, if I walked a quarter mile, half mile, and, oh, look at this trough. Like, it's got a perfect 24 inches, 36 inches of water in it. Like, look at this, and I'll cover that trough or cover the edge. That section I described to you from Torrey Pines to Carlsbad Zone, every section there's surf grass, weedless surf grass. Sand.
That's it. That's the combo.
One, two, three.
I dig it.
Oh, it's so much fun. And dude, the calicas sit in that too. You know?
I'm sure. That's what I think is so cool about fishing the way that you are fishing a big bait. I mean, all of the surf fishing I've done for the most part. I fished a little bit of Lucky Craft and crocodiles and things like that, but really all the surf fishing I've done has been ultralight gear, surf perching, gulps, sand crabs, sandworms. I dig it. I mean, that's what I'm going there for.
It's quite friendly.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I love the idea of you fishing a big bait like that because everything you catch is cool.
Yeah.
Bass, you catch grass rockfish and things like that that are in there. Yeah. Like, you just catch all, everything you catch is something that's going to be cool.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's rad.
I love it. It's simple. It's close. It's easy. It's free.
I dig it. Yeah. I dig it. Got another good text for us?
You know what? I have one here. Let's see. This is, who is this for? It's kind of off the cuff here. Sorry, you caught me off guard.
Oh, good, my bad.
Yeah, it's all fun. Mark from La Quinta, and he says, good morning, boys. Question for Rick. I just purchased a Pen Fathom 25 narrow, two-speed, and pairing it with a 700M. Would you fish 50 or 65-pound braid? He says, thanks.
Great question. Both would certainly work for 30-pound. I would fish 65-pound on that rig. I think that the difference between 50 and 65 is not so great that you're going to see a huge difference in how well your bait swims or not. The 65-pound being a heavier diameter spectra is going to give you much better knot strength. Connection wise, a 25 narrow holds plenty of 65 that we're not worried about line capacity. a 700M is a rod that you'd fish all the way up to 40 pound line on, with 30 kind of being ideal. And again, 50 would certainly work. If you had a spool of 50, I wouldn't go out and buy anything different, but if I had the choice between the two, it'd be 65 for me.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
I dig it. Well, hey, we can come back. We got a lot more coming our way, yeah, Corey?
We do. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Open one line there. Text us via the app. We're going to be right back on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, QCSafaris.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Lots of questions this morning about surf fishing. And, Corey, I feel like I know you enough that I don't have to ask because I feel like your outfit stays the same whether you're at Sea Coast or you're walking at Torrey Pines. But given a surf fishing option, what reel are you firing that 5-inch weedless with?
Oh, you're so funny, Rick. Whether I'm fishing shallow water rockfish, I'm in El Salto or throwing the 5-inch weedless for the Calico or fishing surf, it's the Tranks 200. It's been my go-to, and it's the real, man.
That's saying something in the surf, because that is, let's be real, that's kind of a harsh environment for a reel to live in. There's spray, there's sand, one wave is going to kind of splash up against you. I mean, it's if that reel is going to take that environment, it takes anything.
I've got it wet, and it's still handling ice.
That's cool. And the 200 size, that's one, that's your favorite.
The 200
small, fits in your hand killer.
Dude, 50-pound Power Pro with a 30-pound leader.
I dig it.
I'm in the surf. Let's go. 200 tranks.
I like it. Hey, check it out at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. We love families.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having such a great time in studio. And again, if you want to join us, lines have been pretty full, but there is one open line at 213-432-1090. Give us a call. It's yours right now. Again, 213-432-1090. Or text us via the app. You can do it that way. Got a question for Rick or myself, talking about bluefin, whatever it is.
I was hoping you could share with us the quick one that we just talked about. You know, as soon as we turned the mics off, and we, you know, we said during that little Shimano spot about how that is a, if a reel is going to last in the surf environment, that's like the true test. Because it is. The surf zone is the
harsh.
It's the killer of fishing tackle.
Dude, sand and salt water, are you kidding me?
And you do your best, but you can't help but it to happen, and it does. And you were kind of telling me what your regiment was just when you're done with your day of fishing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you and I have talked about it. I know that I'm not. I'm far from it. Like, I am not the poster boy of how you take care of your tackle appropriately. When I'm done skiff fishing, hopefully it gets a little squirt from the garden hose. It usually does, but that's it. Like, I mean, I give it a little squirt. A lot of times it's still, the whole bundle is all bundled together. I hit them with the hose, make sure that I knock the salt off the outside, and like, and then I go fishing the next time, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of that way too.
But you had a good regiment for surf fishing because it is such a harsh world.
It is, and I'm not one to grab the hose and hose down my gear and, like, you know, possibly have water intrusion
force something in
because I'm hosing it down, right? Mm-hmm. So, but after surf fishing, it's so easy. I've had it in the surf 25 times. Every single time I get home, I hose it down, and I've dunked it a few times, like dunked it or dropped it in the sand, or, you know, I take a little picture and I'm like, darn, that sand, you know, got
sure.
on the reel. Such a bummer. But dude, I can hand it to you right now, and it's still brand new.
Showcase smooth.
It's buttery smooth. And so here's what I do. I get home, I hose it down, I let it dry off, and very simply, Ken's Custom Reels. If it moves, move it.
Yeah.
Right? I open it up. After it dries, I open the side plate, I pull the spool out.
Which on a Tranks is so easy because
super
you
easy.
Just click that little lever on the bottom of the spool,
yeah.
and the whole left side plate just drops right open.
It drops open, the spool comes out, I leave it halfway, and I leave it on the table, opened up like that, let it air out.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I go, I put a drop of oil on every bearing.
Okay.
Like, just right there. It takes me 20 seconds.
Yeah, you're not dismantling the reel or anything,
no.
but because the left side plate opens with just one lever,
dude,
you pull the spool out, it gives you access.
A drop of oil on the bearing on the side plate, one up against the spool, and then I drip it down the spool shaft
mm-hmm.
into the other bearing, and that's all I do.
Perfect.
And it's butter smooth, man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love the idea of pulling that spool out halfway and allowing air to get in there and dry everything out.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a great call too.
I think that honestly comes from Ken.
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
it's just kind of master, no doubt.
You know, the other thing John from Escondido had asked about, I remember, Rick, was rod length.
Oh, right.
And a lot of guys surf fishing want to use longer rods,
sure.
you know, even a, you know, 8-foot rod or whatever. I'm using 6.5-foot rod, very short, because a lot of the bites happen a rod length away,
yeah.
like very close. And when I have a legal halibut or it's something I want to manage, it's a very short leash,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've got them. They're easier to handle with a short rod.
And you're fishing your 5-inch weedless, your 7-inch slug.
Yeah.
There's a lot of there's a lot of rubber there. You can still make a really good cast without having an 8 or a 9 foot rod.
And like Bill Varney said, it's not about the distance. It's not the 2 ounce pyramid sinker anymore. It's a light line, and a lot of the action happens. I remember I listened to Bill's show. I love when he's on. You know, it's just a great one. And 50 feet was his most of the action happens within 50 feet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth.
And the beauty of the surf is if you can't cast down the beach that far, take a few more steps and you're there.
Yeah.
You can bring anything into your range.
Dude, it's free. It's fun. And Bill's style, if you have, like your little Wyatt, man. When he's a couple years older, to take him down to the surf. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
that's way cool. And like Bill had said too, the beauty of that surf fishing, surf perch, croaker, corbinet is 90% of us have that gear in the garage already.
Dude,
anything that you would freshwater bass fish with, anything that would catch a trout with, anything that we already have, go to the shop. Spin some new line on it.
Yeah.
Some small hooks, a couple of sinkers. Away you go. You're fishing.
You have me so lathered. I got the dude.
I know. Totally. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up, and I know everybody's excited to talk to you, Corey.
How about Sean? Are you Rick, too? How about Sean? Sean from Lomita. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Sean.
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Great show. You know, you're talking about stories. I'm thinking about some crazy, funny, unique stories. I want to share with you, see if you guys have one. Okay, I was fishing on the XL down at the rocks, and we were fishing the kite. Actually, I wasn't fishing the kite. I was just fishing a bait, and I sawed off someone on the kite. I go, sorry about that, and I was fighting a tuna. I landed my tuna, and the hook from the kite, the loose hook, landed in the head of my tuna, and I landed their yellowtail.
Wow, so that's pretty cool.
How crazy is that?
A twofer.
Yeah, you have any unique, funny stories like that?
I got to, this was not my fish, so I can't lay credit to it, but I did get to watch it. And, you know, you hear about it from time to time, but, I was on a boat where we were fishing bluefin earlier, before the flat fall craze took place. And back in the day, like the jig, the bluefin special was a Tatty 4-0 blue and chrome with a big single hook on it, a southern style tuna hook. And, I saw a gentleman hook a fish on that and got a fish to color. Fish was real squirrely. They put a gaff in it and gaffed it, and I'm sure we've heard the story, but it was the first time I got to watch it. That fish ate that jig, and it squirted through his gullet and out his gill plate.
Okay.
And back down, and another fish ate the jig. So He had two bluefin at the same time. The first one that bit, the jig ended up passing through its gill rakers, out its gill plate. Another fish grabbed it. The first fish they gaffed, the line was still running through it, and that second fish was flashing down below. And they cut the line, hand over hand it up, and gaffed that one too. And he had two bluefin on the one jig.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to watch that. That was probably my favorite of that kind of a story.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Sean, appreciate the phone call, very buddy, very very much. Had a great text come through.
Yeah.
This one, Corey, you talk a lot about rigging weedless for calico bass. It sounds like a really fun way to fish. Could you please describe the details of how to rig a weedless swim bait and then how to fish it for those of us that have yet to do it? That's from Corey in Escondido.
Yeah, Corey, good one for sure. Rigging weedless is with a weighted swim bait style hook. That's the with a spring up the eye of the hook. It's a, like, how do I say it, Rick? A 45 degree angle up in the front, and that marries up to the swim bait. If you look at the it's not the pin on the lead head style swim bait. It's not a flat front. It's got a kind of a atomically correct shape to it.
Yeah, when you design your weedless baits, they don't look like a Vallejo. The front of them, where the hook goes in, doesn't look like a Vallejo or a normal 5-inch. It's not flat.
Yeah, so when you look at a weedless swim bait, they're rigged for that style of hook. Everything I make has a purpose.
Yes.
And a hook to follow it. And like the 7-inch has its own, and the 9-inch weedless has its own. This 5-inch marries up perfectly with the 7-aught Kamikatsu weighted. They come in a quarter ounce and 3/8 of an ounce. You want the 3/8 of an ounce. And I always, 100%, please do not use the spring that comes with that hook.
Okay.
It's not big enough. It's almost like the spring that comes out of a ballpoint pen. It's so tiny that you couldn't hold a 3-inch swim bait. I mean, it's just purchase a pack of Owner large springs.
The center pin spring?
There it is.
Okay.
Just Rick's got them in the shop. Every shop has them. Just walk in, grab those. Replace that, and that'll hold, and it's rigged totally weedless. So the 5-inch is a little bit wider than a normal bait, I guess. I don't know how to say it. It's a little bit wider. So when the hook is rigged through the bait, it almost bulldogs through the stuff. Like, there's been a lot of loose kelp and grass and crap in the water, and it comes through all that seamless.
It's so
seamless.
It's so nice to fish.
Yeah,
you can put it anywhere.
Yes,
and it just comes back.
It's a cast and wind. It's there's no trickiness. There's no the retrieve is up to you. I mean, it's basically throw it out and wind it in, and it's swimming.
That when you developed your original big weedless lure, that was the one for me. I remember watching guys like you and Kevin Mattson and guys that had the technique of the slug really dialed in and catching big giant bass, and I wanted to do that so bad. But you guys were, and you can't fish it wrong, but you can definitely fish it better than not.
That's true.
And you guys impart perfect action with the reel handle and the rod and knowing exactly when and how to load the rod for a good hook set. Then the next, evolution came by was when you had that weedless swim bait. You kind of can't fish it wrong.
You can't.
You fire it out, wind it back, wait for one to climb on.
I mean, there's nuances that, like you're saying, a scenario and, something works better than another. But
sure.
You can't. It's the kind of thing that you can give to somebody that's never even thrown a swim bait. And the perfect scenario is taking somebody, a family member, even a wife or somebody from back east that has no idea how to fish. You can take them out to the kelp today and rig them up, and they're fishing weedly. You don't have to worry about them hanging up.
Right.
The only thing they're going to do is get – the only thing that's going to stop them is a bite.
Take a Tranks. Pull the side plate off, turn the casting brakes up a little bit so they can make a cast, never backlash it. Take that weedless 5-inch and just fire it wherever. And like you said, the only thing that's going to stop you is a calico bass.
That's it. Or white sea bass. I've had some monster black sea bass doing everything we're describing.
That's cool.
From the boat, fishing in the kelp. I don't know. Obviously, you don't, but bring them up to the water and let them go. 100, 200 pounds, big ones.
Now, what about the bite? Do you, when the bite happens, do you swing? Do you line through it? Do you treat it like a surface iron? Like, what is the nuance when something does stop it?
It happens. I mean, it's such a lightning bolt that
they're on. Okay.
It's lips over the lure. Hook in the fish, done.
And those Gamakatsu hooks are so sharp, you put a hook pocket into the lure when you're creating it, so the hook the hook just pops through super easy.
Super easy. Like the 7-knot Gamakatsu with the 5-inch weedless, it's the perfect thing for getting bit. If you're taking out family members and you want to go on your boat and fish the kelp, it's the perfect snack size, bite size thing. I know we're all over, but it's fun.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's cool. I dig it. Well, Corey, I sure hope that helps. And yeah, that weedless fishing, man, it is fun. You're not lying.
Yeah.
Well, the phones are packed. Corey, let's jump back into them.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I remember when Marty left the show, and shortly later, Ricky joined in. What a great contribution you've had over the years. Corey, your contribution is huge, and it's such a nice, fresh wealth of information to this show. We love it. You guys were just talking about a strange thing that happened on a boat. I was on the Top Gun 80 last year, and one of the guys hooked a bluefin, and he was bringing it in, and the bobby tapped, hooked a bluefin, and I said, give me that rod, and I grabbed it, and I pulled it in, and both the fishes were lassoed. Neither one of them had a hook in it.
Oh, wow.
They had been scratching their head. And Bobby Tapp said he'd never seen that in all the years. Two of them at once that got lassoed that didn't get hooked. But we landed them both probably 30 or 40 pound fish, and that was my experience.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, a double with not a hook in the mouth. That's pretty good.
Crazy.
That's cool, Mike. Well, appreciate the phone call, and I always love the fun stories like that. That's great, man, and very nice of you for the kind words, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and a nice contribution to the show, and appreciate your kind words. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.